This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Glad to be with you this weekend. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right here today, we're celebrating spring. We have songs that have spring in the title and songs about springtime activities. And on the countdown today, we have the hits from the final weekend of April in 1939. And the chart we're using came from the Saturday night's edition of Your Hit Parade. And we resume our climb to the top at number 5 with Ozzie Nelson's orchestra, Little Skipper.
Sail for Blanket Bay. Climb aboard your baby clipper. Don't you sail too far away. At the foot of your bed is your faithful little crew. It's your own puppy dog keeping watch the whole night through. Sail away, my little skipper. Good night and pleasant dreams to you.
That's 33-year-old Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra and Little Skipper at number 5 on your hit parade this weekend in 1939. It would peak at number 3 for the singing band leader out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Well, what's going on in our world of 87 years ago? A few weeks back, controversy over a concert gained international attention. Famed black vocalist Marian Anderson wanted to sing to an integrated audience in Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., but she was denied by the Daughters of the American Revolution. Well, the incident became more of a matter of politics than art or even race. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt quit the DAR. She, along with President Roosevelt, helped to get Anderson an even bigger stage, the Lincoln Memorial on Easter Sunday. 75,000 people attended. Some politicians did, others didn't. Others didn't want to get involved. Anderson was the most uncomfortable player in the whole scene because she didn't need or want the publicity and didn't make the event political. She sang America, Ave Maria, and My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. She waived her $1,750 fee, nobody paid admission, and her program was below artistic par, but it was cold and damp that day, and I'm sure she was exhausted from everything that had happened. And as we get back to the countdown, a touch of the classics at number 4 this weekend, Tommy Dorsey using Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet for his latest hit featuring Jack Leonard, Our Love. For this weekend in 1939, Our Love. That was Tommy Dorsey's orchestra with Jack Leonard on its way up to number one, the band's 11th of all time. Now for the countdown today, we're using the survey from Your Hit Parade, which aired this Saturday night on CBS Radio at 9 o'clock. The show was so popular that people often put bets on the countdown to number one. Your Hit Parade was the final word in popular music. And while we're talking about the radio, let's see what's coming over the airwaves this weekend in 39. Well, some new shows include Red Skelton, debuted on January 7th. On the 16th of January, I Love a Mystery. On April 3rd, the debut of Mr. District Attorney. Well, what shows are we listening to most? Well, during the days, plenty of soap operas. Number one was Ma Perkins. Then the Goldbergs, both brought to you by Oxydol, by the way. There's Pepper Young's Family, Mary Marlin, the O'Neills. For the kids in the afternoon, there's Dick Tracy, Jack Armstrong, and Little Orphan Annie. And then in primetime, there's One Man's Family, Al Pierce and his gang. Lowell Thomas had the top news show, weeknights at 6:45 on NBC. The Good News of 1939 came in fifth place. It was a musical variety show produced by MGM. And our other radio favorites this year, Bing Crosby, Lux Radio Theater, Jack Benny, and number one, Bergen and McCarthy.
Say, you know, Mr. Amici, I've been looking at that little McCarthy fella for 4 weeks now, and I'll be dogged if I can figure him out.
Yeah, well, don't try it, Judy. We all have the same trouble.
It sure is mystifying how them words comes a-bouncing across his wooden tonsils, ain't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, and you know I keep a-thinking of what folks down in Unadilla'd do if they seed him.
Would they be amazed, Judy?
Amazed? Listen, Mr. Amici, did you ever see a tree walking? Like as not, they'd hang a sap bucket on to it.
No. Hey. What's going on here?
Oh, well, Charlie, Judy only meant
that. Yeah, I heard what she said. I heard.
Shucks, Charlie. I was only complimenting you. Mm. Why, you ain't got nothing against me, have you?
No, but I can very easily develop something.
Oh, now, listen here. Now, that's too bad, Charles M. You see, I was hoping that I and you could sort of kind of get together like, you know.
Uh-oh.
I sort of like you.
You do?
I sure do.
Bergen, get your gun.
That's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Don Ameche and Judy Canova from this year's number one radio show, The Chase and Sanborn Hour. Meanwhile, back on the countdown, we're up to number three. Once again, it's Guy Lombardo. This is Little Sir Echo.
But you're always so far away.
Sir Echo, Guy Lombardo, and the Royal Canadians at number three this weekend in 1939. Again, Brother Carmen handling the vocals for the tune that peaked one spot higher.
Any day you look on the lunch or dinner menu of the most popular restaurant in town, you will likely find that one dish featured is chicken. Ask the proprietor about this, and he'll tell you that chicken is a bestseller, not only with the regulars, but with people who are eating out in style. I mention this because it seems to me the widespread liking for chicken is one reason Campbell's chicken soup is enjoyed so eagerly by families everywhere. You see, this soup is chicken through and through, so that as sure as you like chicken, you'll like Campbell's chicken soup. There's deep-down chicken flavor in each spoonful as you taste it, and tender pieces of chicken meat, too. That's what makes this such a grand soup, the lavish emphasis on chicken. Why don't you surprise your family with Campbell's chicken soup for some meal this weekend?
Yeah, surprise the family this weekend. That was Ernest Chappell pitching Campbell's chicken noodle soup here in 1939. Well, here's another bonus spin from this weekend with Louis Armstrong.
Now, I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get up. Had to get so lit up. Gosh, I'll get up. Had to get that size. Oh, golly gee. when you turn the heaters on. Woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, hot hypnotizers. Where'd you get those eyes gape? Where'd you get those eyes satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Baba da dee da doo 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 doo. Zip! Oh, those eyes.
There's Pops, Louis Armstrong, now 37 years old, and his latest release, Jeepers Creepers, one of the 78s we keep by the turntable here in late April 1939, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on today's Seems Like Old Times, where our theme is spring. Yeah, it's a spring wing-ding, if you will. So let's get outside and enjoy the season. Tom Lehrer has a fun activity.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Creeping, willow trees are weeping, old folks and babies are sleeping, silver stars are gleaming, all alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear. Come tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee-deep in flowers we'll dry, we'll keep the showers of white. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Just knee deep in flowers we'll stray and we'll keep the April showers of white. If I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips, tip-tiptoe through the tulips with me. That's all.
A little springtime alliteration. That was Tiptoe Through the Tulips, introduced by Nick Lucas in the film Gold Diggers of Broadway. But that wonderful version was done by Annette Hanshaw. And what a remastering job they did on that. That was a 1929 recording, but it sounded like she just did it yesterday. And we also heard from Tom Lehrer, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, a song he wrote in 1959, and he was accompanied by the Richard Heyman Orchestra. Well, here's a spring occurrence that can also be used as an event planner. These are the Andrews Sisters.
Sometime I'll be with you to change your name to mine. One day in May I'll come and say happy the bride that the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, you will be mine in apple blossom time. I'll be with you in apple blossom time.
Then what will you do?
Then change your name to mine.
When will that be?
One day, maybe in May.
Then what will you do?
I'll come and say to you, dear, happy the bride that the sun shines on today.
Then what a wonderful wedding there will be one day in May. What a very, very wonderful day for you and me, dear.
town.
A 1941 hit record for Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters. I'll be with you in Apple Blossom Time. The Songs of Spring. That's our theme today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today, the Wayback Machines carried us back to the final weekend of April in 1939. And let's take a look at sports. We'll start with golf, and at the Masters, the big Texan, Ralph Goldahl, after finishing second the last 2 years, takes home the green jacket. He beat Sam Snead by a shot. In boxing, Joe Lewis is the heavyweight champ. His latest win, a knockout of Jack Roper, 220 into the first round. Light heavyweight is Milio Bettina. Middleweight Solly Krieger. Welterweight and lightweight crowns belong to Henry Armstrong. He had the featherweight title last year, too. In the NHL, Boston won the regular season and was up on the Rangers 3-0 in the semifinals. They dropped the next three before taking the series in five, then beat Toronto in five games to win the cup. Goalie Frank Brimsek held the Leafs to just 6 goals. And the baseball season's underway. Early standings this weekend. In the American League, the Red Sox, Yankees, and White Sox in a virtual tie for first, while the Reds and the Boston Bees are atop the National League. The Dodgers games are on the radio this year with announcer Red Barber. April 20th, opening day for the Red Sox and Yanks, featuring these Hall of Famers: Ted Williams, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Bill Dickey, Jimmy Fox, Joe Cronin, Bobby Doerr, Red Ruffing, and Lefty Grove. 3 days later, on the 23rd, rookie Ted Williams connects for his first Major League home run against Bud Thomas of the Philadelphia A's. That same day, White Sox Marv Owen equaled a Major League record with 4 doubles against the Browns. And double bad news for the Yankees. On Saturday, Joe DiMaggio makes a sharp turn, fielding a liner against the Senators and tears a muscle in his right foot. He'll miss the next 35 games. And on Sunday, Lou Gehrig goes hitless in 4 at-bats against Washington and is hitting just .143. This will be his last game in the consecutive game streak. He makes the trip to Detroit with the team, but benches himself on Tuesday. And that's a rundown on sports from this weekend in 1939. And we're back on the countdown. We're almost to the top. In the runner-up position, it's the Larry Clinton Orchestra with B. Wayne and Deep Purple.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover, as long as my heart will beat.
after a 9 week stay at number one, Larry Clinton and his orchestra with vocalist B. Wayne dropped to number two with Deep Purple. That was the band's fourth and would turn out to be their last chart topper. We hear in late April 1939, Pepsi Cola is challenging Coke with this radio jingle.
Pepsi Cola, it's the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is a drink for you. Nickel, 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 trickle, trickle, nickel, 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 trickle, 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 nickel, 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 trickle.
That catchy jingle helps Pepsi's net earnings reach $5.6 million this year, up from $2 million in 1936. Well, here's another bonus record for you from April of 1939. It's by Red Norvo's orchestra.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh, that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could hit the moon? What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
Today we think of Hoagy Carmichael's I Get Along Without You Very Well as a ballad. But the best-selling version was done foxtrot style by Red Norvo's orchestra. The vocals handled by Terry Allen. And the record peaked at number three here in the spring of 1939. Hey, we're celebrating spring today, that's our theme. And the King Sisters have set up a springtime rendezvous.
When the roses bloom again, and the fields feel the plow, we will meet again, sweetheart, somehow. When the birds take back the sky and the night smiles above, we'll be free again to live and then in dreams I'll kiss you and seal every dream with a prayer.
kiss you and seal every dream with a prayer. When the roses bloom again, when the world starts anew, I'll be waiting here, sweetheart, for you.
Those are the King sisters, Alice, Donna, Louise, and Yvonne, When the Roses Bloom Again. They were accompanied by the Alvino Ray Orchestra, and that was a record made in 1942. The Records of Spring, our theme today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com, which includes the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. You can follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, we've got time for a couple of more spring songs before we get out of here. Oh, it wouldn't be a spring celebration without this one by Dick Haymes.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring. Thank you.
is everything, and yet it's anybody's spring. Go make a fortune, become a king, and still it's anybody's spring. And if you flash a bankroll, do you suppose the brook would care, or that a rose would say, there goes a millionaire? It's more than diamonds around a ring, because it's anybody's spring. You may be born with a silver spoon, and yet it's anybody's moon. You couldn't buy a ticket to hear the first robin sing. It's free because it's anybody's spring. It's free because it's anybody's spring.
A Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke song, It's Anybody's Spring. And that version from 1946, recorded by Peggy Lee, accompanied by the Bob Crosby Orchestra. And we also heard from Dick Hames from 1945, It Might As Well Be Spring. He was backed up by the Earl Hagen Orchestra. We've been reveling in spring today on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one record from this fourth weekend of April in 1939. But first to the news headlines. Europe appears to be on the brink of war. Last year, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany took over Austria and the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia. Well, on March 15th, German troops occupied the remaining part of Bohemia and Moravia, and Czechoslovakia ceases to exist. And now Hitler wants Poland. He's demanded the return of the city of Danzig to the Reich, and he wants a Polish corridor, an extraterritorial German motor highway across Poland to East Prussia. The Poles have flatly rejected Hitler's demands, and this weekend Hitler roared at defiant Poland and drowned out the European peace talks. Representatives from the Soviet Union, France, Great Britain, Poland, and Romania are working on a peace front that would deter Germany from war. Both Britain and France have already pledged to go to the aid of the Warsaw government if it fights in self-defense. They've also committed to the defense of Greece and Romania and are prepared to give a similar pledge to Turkey. So the Allies are doing their best to try to line up Eastern Europe from the Baltic to the Aegean. The German press said that the Führer would strike before he would allow the Reich to be encircled, as it was before 1914, and answered with Italy's invasion of Albania. Germany has also taken the Memel region from Lithuania, and Hitler has nullified a non-aggression treaty with Poland and naval treaties with Great Britain. What seems to be inevitable war in Europe on the front pages this weekend in 1939. And back here in the USA this weekend, 87 years ago, the number one song on your hit parade was Heaven Can Wait. Once again, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Thank you.
nice just being here with you and breathing the air you do. Heaven can wait. Oh, darling, it's true. This is paradise, gazing at all your charms. It's heavenly in your arms. Heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the skies. Now I look at heaven when I look into your eyes. Heaven can wait. This is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can wait.
In 1927, a band was formed called the Orange Blossoms. 2 years later, they took the name of the Casaloma Orchestra after a long stint at the Casaloma Hotel in Toronto. And there was no defined leader. The band was incorporated. Members were stockholders and subject to rules, and you had to obey them or you were out. Well, in 1937, the saxophonist, who was pretty much the de facto leader of the orchestra, officially became its leader. And that was Glenn Gray. He's now 38 years old, and his orchestra is at number one this weekend in 1939. With Heaven Can Wait, that was Clyde Burke on the vocals, and Pee Wee Hunt had the trombone solo. It's their third chart topper of all time, spending 2 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1939. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.